The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's often known or commonly known that the heart or the seat of mindfulness practice is the present moment. That there's something very significant about learning to be in the present moment that can help us understand everything that we need to understand for the purposes of freedom, for liberation, right here in the present moment. And you find in the Buddhist teachings a repeated concern with coming back into the present moment to really connect and see and be present for this moment. And in doing that, he often I don't know if dismissed is too strong of a word, but he offered his teachings in contrast to people who were teaching doctrines and views and speculations about what it is. But he wanted to always come back right in your immediate experience. And the word that was very important for the Buddha in his teachings is the word, the Pali word, phassa, or passa. And that word means contact. Or it literally means touch, but often translated into English as contact. It's the place, the moment of contact with our senses with the world. And so certainly our eyes see, you know, it makes contact or touches something that it sees. Touch with our hands, we touch something, with our tongue, our ears, our nose. And then, it's also our inner subjective world, where our thoughts, our emotions, we touch them, we're aware of them, they arise in the moment. So you might be thinking about what happened yesterday, but the knowing that you're, the experience of thinking about yesterday is happening in the present moment. And knowing that you're thinking about yesterday, that contact with the thought about yesterday is happening in the present moment. And so to become cognizant, to become so present, that you recognize, oh, this is present. This is the contact of the moment. This is what my life is touching at this moment. It's touching the world around me. It's touching through sight, through the ears, the nose, the tongue, the eyes. It's touching my inner world by being aware that I'm thinking, being aware that I have subjective feelings and emotions. It's allowing ourselves to be touched by things and touching them, to feel the contact. Now, it's hard to do that because how quickly we leave the present moment by thinking about yesterday, thinking about tomorrow, by analyzing, by making it more complicated it is, and we start receding from it. So I'm sitting here, and right now, my stomach is starting to feel a little hungry. So that's the contact. I feel a little pulling, a little tightness, a little aching. And I recognize it as hunger. So there's contact with the sensations. There's contact with the mind, which thinks that's hunger. There's contact with knowing that I would like to eat lunch. That's all innocent and nice. But then I'm supposed to be giving a Dharma talk, and my mind is going off and, what did I bring for lunch? And maybe other people brought better lunch. And I wonder if I can exchange my lunch with someone else's lunch. And I wonder who here brought, who usually brings a nice lunch. And so I've kind of beginning to wander away. And then I go, people here, they don't really bring the best lunches. I wonder if there's a restaurant to go to. But, you know, I can't really afford to go to a restaurant. And they're also expensive. The price has gone up so much around here lately. And maybe I should move someplace else. And I hear that, you know, in Thailand, you know, when I was in Thailand, you can have a really good meal for a dollar. That's it. And, you know, and so, you know, you can listen. I go further and further away from the present moment. Pretty soon I'm thinking about Thailand. I forgot completely that I'm hungry. But the source of all that, the source of thinking about Thailand, was the sensations in my belly. And it's possible to see those and feel those and to be aware of the thought that arises and not wander off. Just stay right here in the present moment. And for the Buddha, the whole path to freedom is found in how we relate to the moment of contact, the moment where we actually feel, sense, see, touch, and think about the world around us. And a big part for many of us has to do with the world of thoughts, or the world of emotions, desires that arise. To be able to see those in the moment as they arise, and see them as something we touch, something we're being touched by, and then having choice, not wandering off in them, not getting lost in them. That's where some freedom is possible. And then we have much more choice of what to do. But what it also means is that the emphasis on the present moment being the source, the present moment being the beginning, it all starts in the present moment. Rather than thinking that it starts in the past, if you think it all started in the past, you know, my second grade teacher yelled at me, and I've been a mess ever since. That was the source. You're already kind of wandering off into the past to think that way. It might have a role in a condition. It might be useful to look at it sometimes. But the idea in practice is to stay right here. And what's the source? What arises? What do you build? What's the response you have to this moment? And just starting over again, starting at the beginning, this moment being the source, for the living source, the spring out of which your life arises, means that it's possible to approach each moment as a new beginning. And this is the good news, is you get to start over again all the time. When I was working at in the kitchen as a cook at Tassajara, the Zen monastery, we would do it 3 to 6 meals a day, depending on the time of year. Sometimes it was 6 meals for two sets of people. Cooking meals was amazingly forgiving. I learned a lot from this. Because if you messed up with a meal, you burned the food or too much salt or just like it just got messed up, it was done. And the next time we'd come to the kitchen to start the next meal, you got to start all over again. It was a whole new beginning. And this idea that you could start over again with new beginnings was so meaningful for me in that kitchen. Oh, I get to start over. I messed up, but boy, I get to try again later. I get to try again tomorrow morning. So with this emphasis that Buddhism has on the present moment, if you really take that to heart and understand it in a deep way, the value of that, it means you get to start over again. Isn't that good news? Oh boy, I get to try again. The last moment was a mess. The last moment I messed up. But that last moment is as far away from you as, I don't know what, Anthony and Cleopatra. You know, it's like, you know, it's gone. And you get to start over again if you like. And so this idea of a fresh start, this moment. Some of you have gray hair and getting older, and it's never too late to start over again, to start fresh. This moment, you get to start. I think it's a great thing. And to be able to kind of do that with some enthusiasm, wow, this moment is possible if you don't carry the burden of your past with you. If you don't carry what's happened in the past as a burden, as a heavy sack, it was what it was. We try to learn from it. We try to learn from the past. But we don't try to learn from the past, so we don't try to remember the past so it weighs us down. We try to remember past just well enough so that we can start fresh next time. I put too much salt in the soup. Great. I get to start over again at the next meal. And let's be more careful with the salt. I yelled at my second grade teacher. Oh boy, I get to start over again. I think yelling at teachers is not a good idea. Let me try. So the idea of, you know, trying again, getting a fresh start, is part of the good news that Buddhist emphasis on the present moment. May the present moment be a fresh, renewing start for you, moment by moment. Thank you.